Yes, ma'am. Thank God. When you go out to advance the kingdom of God in the power of the Holy Spirit and you meet satanic opposition, if you will remain in that hidden place, that secret place of power with God, you don't have to battle against that. God will fight for you. I've seen it over and over and over. You just stay humble before the throne of God. Just get on your face and submit yourself to God, and God will go before you and will decimate the work of the enemy. God will fight for you. White Cross used to have a song. Rex Carroll, you know, used to rock that thing. Was it when you go before me or something like that, Dave, if you remember. When he goes before me, when he, just like the captain of hosts went out before Joshua into the promised land and God said, don't mess with this guy. God will fight the battles for you. Praise God. And that's exactly what happens here. Let's take a look at verse 9. Then Saul, who's also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him, at the sorcerer, and said, oh, full of all deceit and all fraud, you son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease perverting the straight ways of the Lord? And now indeed the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a time. And immediately a dark mist fell upon him, and he went around seeking someone to lead him by the hand. Man, struck blind. Immediately darkness fell on that man. Now let me ask you a question. Does that mean that we're supposed to do that? Are we supposed to do that when we meet satanic opposition as we're spreading the gospel? Is this the application? Are we supposed to do that and see that happen? Yeah, it makes you rub your chin, doesn't it? Thank you, Anthony. My answer is... Just building it up. It depends on what you think Paul is doing here. Are we supposed to do that? It depends on what you think he is doing. Let me say this. If you will look at this closely, you'll see that Paul does not curse this man. He does not call down darkness upon him. He doesn't say, be blind in the name of the Lord. He makes an observation. He has a prophetic gift of discernment where he is able to see and discern what God is already doing in that situation. And he prophetically says to the man, after he rebukes him, after he calls out his sin, he says, by the way, buddy, get this. The hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind. He didn't curse him. But he let him know that he was in a heap of trouble. He let him know what was coming. God may give you a word of knowledge and may actually tell you to speak it out. God, in that satanic encounter, in that power encounter, as you are filled with the Holy Spirit and you speak the truth in love, God may say, by the way, this is what I am going to do. And when Paul said that, did it come to pass? Immediately a dark mist fell upon him. Can we expect God to fight for us like that? You better believe it. Absolutely. If we are walking in the power of the Holy Spirit, if we have prepared ourselves with prayer and fasting and ministering unto the Lord, when we go out, when he sends us out in the power of the Holy Spirit to spread the gospel, you better believe he will fight for you like that if necessary. He will do whatever it takes. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to get confused. You don't have to have anxiety or anxiousness. You don't have to get all worked up because things are going wrong and chaos seems to be breaking out and the enemy seems to be attacking you on every side. You can just stand in the power of God, in the strength of the Lord, and know that he will go before you. He is a God of victory. He calls us to overcome. He calls us to be more than conquerors in Christ. Man. God will open the door. And what's really cool is when he does that, prayer and fasting for those who are sent not only brings doom to the devil, it brings men to repent. It brings men to repent. Acts 13:12. Then the proconsul did what? He believed. Then the proconsul believed. When he did what? When he saw what had been done, being astonished at the teaching of the Lord. So once the stumbling blocks are taken out of the way, once the enemy's interference is taken out of the way and is crushed, it's amazing to see what God can do in people's hearts. If you get the enemy out of the way, it's Satan who blinds the mind of men not to believe the gospel. And so when God crushes the opposition, men are then free to believe the truth of the Word of God. This guy got what? Saved. He got good and saved. He was astonished at the teaching of the Lord. He was blown clean out of his socks, if they wore socks back in the day. Sandals, whatever they were, them lace-up things, man. He was astonished at the teaching of the Lord. I would submit to you that he was not only impressed with the fact that Christ died for his sins and rose again from the dead and offers him eternal life by grace through faith. I would submit to you that he was astonished at God's display of power that accompanied the gospel. His display of power over the forces of darkness that keep men in bondage. And just like you saw the change in King Theoden in that movie, when those shackles fell off of his understanding, I'm sure Sergius Paulus was a changed man when you took that satanic influence out of his life. Praise God. That's part of the teaching of the Lord, man, that when we go out and share the gospel, we are sharing the gospel of the kingdom, that God rules and has taken back this world for himself, for his glory, through Jesus Christ. And he is able to demonstrate that with power. Paul said the gospel comes not in word only, but in power. Praise God. And you know, you don't have to be an Apostle Paul to see this happen. You don't have to be some pillar of the church, some, you know, apostle or something like that. God wrote this here, not so... It's not there so we can sit around and say, gee, it must have been cool back then. Gee, I wish I was the Apostle Paul so I could see God move. That's not why God gave this to us. He didn't give us to us to entertain us, to keep us from being bored. He didn't give us just an interesting story so we could talk about it one night and say, gee, what was it like back in the day? I wish I was there. That's not why he gave us the Word of God. He gave it to us so that we can have boldness and confidence as we go. He wanted us to know that he is a God who fights for his people. He wanted us to know that no matter what hell brings against you and the power of God, you can stand and not only stand but be victorious. God wrote this for you. He wrote it for me. He wrote it for us so that we can be bold for him and have confidence and zeal and fire about going out for the kingdom of God. He didn't just give us some story so that, you know, to keep it, you know, because they didn't have TV back then. This is important. It's what he wants us to know. Wow. Can you see yourself doing this? Do you see yourself here going out to your neighborhood, your stomping grounds, and just taking the gospel, you know, not because we're any great thing, we just do it, we're just vessels, we're jars of clay, but as we go and we take it, our God goes before us and he will do amazing things. You guys want to see some amazing things? How many people here want to see some amazing things? Well, what's the formula? I almost feel like Dorothy walking down the aisle. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Prayer and fasting for those who are sent brings to the devil and men to repent. Prayer and fasting for those who are sent brings doom to the devil and men to repent. Say it with me. Prayer and fasting for those who are sent brings doom to the devil and men to repent. One more time. Prayer and fasting for those who are sent brings doom to the devil and men to repent. Who is sent? We are. Praise God. Amen. So let's be about some prayer and fasting. Let's start ministering to the Lord. Let's start getting in the Holy Spirit. Let's start doing some intercession. Let's start crying out to God to see His hand move with power and might. Let's start spending some time in the glorious presence of God, not because we're in church, but because it's Tuesday evening or Wednesday morning or Thursday afternoon or Saturday. Praise God, today is Sunday. Praise God, man. That's what it's all about.